Last autumn, there were multiple reports across many media outlets of so-called needle spiking incidents, mainly in nightclubs. Headlines warned of a frightening increase in the phenomenon in parts of Ireland, while there were calls in the UK to boycott some bars and nightclubs where incidents were alleged to have taken place. Now, in December, an awareness campaign on the issue was launched here at government buildings. And our reporter, Brian O'Connell, joins me now. So, Brian, will you take us back first to the awareness campaign?
It was launched as a collaboration between the Union of Students in Ireland, the Department of Justice and the Department of Higher and Further Education. So Minister Helen McEntee warned that needle spiking was a crime punishable with up to 3 years in prison, while Minister Harris had said previously in November the issue was very much beginning to take hold here. And there were, it should be said, Claire, multiple first-person accounts of alleged needle spiking incidents in both the mainstream and social media, with some showing pictures of marks on the arms of alleged victims. Now, Gardaí confirmed to me in recent days they received 39 reports of alleged spiking incidents by needle last year. Most of those were in the last quarter of the year. The year previous, there were no reports of spiking by injection. So it would seem this was very much a 2021 issue.
And the first we heard about this was from reports that emanated in the UK.
Yes, in Scotland and in England. And it would seem they were the first reports. And then it was subsequently as reported here. Now, in recent days, the Home Affairs Committee in the House of Commons heard from the UK's private security watchdog and also from the second largest police force, and they said there was actually no evidence of any cases of people being spiked by injection despite the multiple reports. Also in Scotland, in a review of 51 reported cases, again police say they have not found any evidence to support the needle spiking claims, and forensic analysis found no traces of the drugs which might have been used for spiking. It follows a very similar pattern here. The private security authority told me they had received no reports of spiking, while Gardaí told me that obviously they've taken all reports seriously and investigations are continuing, but they have not determined conclusively that any reported incident of potential drug spiking was as a direct result of spiking by injection. Remember, as I said, there were 39 reports last year and none the year previous.
Okay, interesting. And there's been renewed focus on this issue in the UK.
And apart from that House of Commons inquiry, yes, into these alleged incidents, one of those who's been investigating this issue is senior news reporter at Vice World News, Sophia Smith-Gaylor. Now, she said perhaps one of the reasons why there is no evidence other than anecdotal and first-person accounts is that the systems, maybe, be it the medical or the judicial systems, just aren't set up to collect the right kind of data. She started, Claire, by telling me about when stories began to emerge in September, October in the UK.
But we were starting to see a number of social media posts going viral in which victims, and these were, it was predominantly women at the time, posting images of what looked like puncture wounds on limbs, essentially that they believed not only that they had been spiked the night before or a night recently, but that also some kind of injection or something of the like was involved. You know, it was completely unprecedented. As it became clear really early on, is that there is an enormous gap in data when it comes to spiking, which we know is a very real phenomenon. What was happening is that this seemingly new phenomenon of injection spiking was meeting this data gap that already existed. So what was happening was that victims who believed that they had been spiked, and additionally that this may not have been a drink spiking, but an alleged injection spiking, they'd tried to go to the GP, they tried to go to A&E, they tried to go to the police. We didn't even have a page for spiking on the NHS website when this all began. But we still don't have any information. And a recent spiking inquiry that's being held by the Home Affairs Committee has not yet given any evidence for injection spiking existing, and nor has Police Scotland. That was something that came out this week.
It would be very unusual that there wouldn't be CCTV, that there wouldn't be drug paraphernalia.
I think if you have an overwhelming response from lots of young women in which they have a night which they cannot explain, where experiences and events of that night terrified them, we have to provide people with answers and security. Has there been any evidence yet? Hard evidence applied for injection spiking? No. That doesn't mean nothing happened, and it doesn't mean that victims don't deserve answers for what happened to them that night.
And it doesn't mean as well that women in particular don't feel unsafe when they go out and when they go into nightclubs. And perhaps there's a broader context here.
there is certainly a broader context. And if I'm speaking specifically regarding England, and I mean, I live in London, mm-hmm. we've had so many stories in the past year about male violence against women that it goes without saying that you hear a claim or a story like this, and it does make you feel scared.
So bringing it back here, Brian, you've already said that Gardaí have yet to collect any evidence of the reported instance. And one of the organisations that highlighted many of these cases was the Union of Students in Ireland.
Yes, because mainly the demographic that seemed to be coming forward with reports were the 18 to 25 age group. And as you said, the Union of Students in Ireland highlighted many of these issues. And they have been to the fore in the past on the general issue of drugs spiking. They were centrally involved in that awareness campaign back in December. I spoke to USI President Claire Austin.
The thing with needle spiking is that we've been aware of spiking happening for a long, long time. This is maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago even. And there have always been campaigns, you know, providing awareness. But what really caused concern for us is when we started hearing of incidences of people coming forward saying that they had been spiked by needle, by injection spiking. And this happened back in October, so a couple of months ago before Christmas. So then we launched a national campaign with the minister to provide information to students and young people in advance of like the Christmas holiday to make sure that they have all the information that they need, create a culture of a zero tolerance approach and ensure that anyone who considers spiking or taking advantage of anyone or has intent to cause harm, that it shouldn't even cross their mind.
Do you have any evidence that any of these events happened?
We would be in you know, frequent communication with our member organisations, so student representatives across the country. So we would have a lot of stories from welfare officers saying that students came into their office expressing concern that they had been spiked and asking for support. And many students sometimes don't even come forward or report it in the first instance, but they would reach out to you know, student officers, student representatives, and disclose this type of information. Everything to do with personal safety has to be treated with the utmost caution and vigilance.
That's the USI President Claire Austick. And she does make a good point that people just mightn't feel comfortable coming forward. But also, it's not their job. It's not the USI's job to investigate the claims.
Absolutely. And again, they are encouraging anyone who feels they may have been targeted in any way to come forward. And also, Gardaí told me while they don't have any conclusive evidence, they are encouraging any victims of any form of alleged drug spiking to still come forward and to report incidents to their local Gardaí.
And Brian, one other area where you might expect there to be some independent evidence of these events could be emergency departments and hospitals.
Yes, and it can be difficult to prove, but when reports of these incidents began to appear in the media last autumn, Fergal Hickey, who's a consultant in emergency medicine in Sligo University Hospital, he's also president of the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine. He told me he and his colleagues were also unable to find any evidence that these events were happening.
We did a survey of our membership. So our members are the consultants and trainees who work in the country's 28 emergency departments. We received no information to suggest that there had been a significant upturn in the number of spiking cases. There's no occasional case, but no more frequent now than they would have been 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
And then in particularly in relation to spiking by needle, you just weren't seeing the evidence for that.
No, we haven't seen any evidence to support that. And the reality is that to actually inject a substance into somebody requires a degree of skill and a degree of time. It's not to say that it isn't possible that, you know, people use sharp implements on other people, but the chances of them being able to inject a noxious substance would be small. A doctor or a nurse who's given an intramuscular injection knows there's a skill in it, and it takes time and it takes practice. And the chances of somebody who hasn't had those skills being able to do it successfully is small. And as you say, I mean, nightclubs by and large are dark. You can't necessarily see what you're doing properly. And it just seems implausible to us. But if it had happened, we would expect that patients would have come to emergency departments, and we simply haven't seen the types of presentations that people are suggesting are happening.
And how do we explain then, Fergal, the phenomenon of people reporting red marks or pinpricks on their hands
I'm not sure. I mean, I suppose it is possible. Sometimes we've seen this pattern before, that when there are incidents reported, you start to see copycat incidents where people do things to other people to engender fear. I mean, that's as much as and that's speculation, but that's as much as I can speculate.
It could be possible that somebody was going around with a sharp implement just to try to make it appear as if they were injecting somebody.
Agreed. And, you know, unfortunately, those kinds of phenomena happen, but we have seen no evidence to suggest that this is genuinely inoculation of toxic substances into people. As an organization, we ended up putting out a press release to suggest that this was not the problem that people thought it was. And also to make the point that if they believed that they had been the victim of such an incident, they needed to bring this to the attention of An Garda Síochána. But unless they were clinically unwell, there was no benefit in coming to an emergency department, because we don't do toxicology routinely on people because it's not clinically important. It's different if people were unwell. You know, it's been a very strange time for people, and it's probably not surprising that strange behaviours occur during strange times.
That's Fergal Hickey there, Brian. And you asked for comment from both Minister Helen McEntee and Minister Simon Harris. What did they have to say?
Yes, because both of them were involved in launching that awareness campaign, as I said. Minister McEntee said she'd listened to the concerns of student representatives in relation to spiking, and then had helped launch this awareness campaign to highlight the fact that spiking another person is a criminal offence, and to encourage people to report any suspected incidents in light of media attention on the subject. Now, the Department of Further and Higher Education said, again, at the invitation of the USI, Minister McEntee and Minister Harris had launched this new campaign, and that was to raise awareness of the signs of drink spiking and to give guidance on how to help potential victims and to encourage reporting of any suspected incidents.
Thank you very much, Brian. Brian O'Connell reporting there. Let's take a break.